Mass migration putting unbearable strain on housing market, as hundreds of thousands of new homes needed to meet demand. By Kurt Zindelka on May 29, 2023. The Tory government's decision to further open the gates to mass migration, clearly against the will of the people, is placing an unbearable strain on the housing market. The Migration Watch UK has said amid warnings that hundreds of thousands of new homes will be needed to keep up with the artificially high demand. Last week, it was revealed that rather than fulfilling very long-standing promises to the public of reducing migration, the governing Conservative Party under Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has overseen yet another record in terms of net migration, with 1.2 million foreigners moving to Britain in 2022. Once those who left the country in that period were taken to account, the nation was left with a record-breaking 606,000 net migration figure. While liberal elites often try to overshadow the impacts of mass migration, with often the very same property-owning class benefiting from rising prices of houses in their asset portfolios, the economic and social impacts on the native working classes can be devastating. Over the past near 30 years, since the gates of mass migration were opened by Tony Blair and intensified under successive Tory governments, wages have all but flatlined, with the median income only increasing by £90 in real terms per week since 1997. During the same time frame, the average price of a house in the UK soared from £130,499 in 1997 to £269,242 in 2022 when adjusted for inflation, according to the real estate site All Agents, meaning that while housing costs have jumped by 106%, wages have only increased by 16%, effectively pricing out millions from getting onto the property ladder. In comments made to Breitbart London, Mike Jones, executive director of Migration Watch UK, said, "Britain does not need mass immigration. It has a rapidly rising population of 67 million people and considerable reserves of unused labour. In a densely populated country like ours, population growth is putting unbearable pressure on public services, placing huge demands on scarce land and housing. Ultimately, it's the British taxpayer who bears the burden, through higher taxes, longer waiting times and choking congestion. And yet the government has been encouraging more and more migration. People have come to the end of their tether, and that is why we have launched our petition urging the government to reduce net migration to less than 100,000 per year. It's their chance to make their voice heard. During the time of mass migration, Britain has seen its population density, people per square kilometre of land area, spike from 241 in 1997 to 277 in 2020, making it the third most densely populated country in Europe, only trailing behind the Netherlands and Belgium, according to World Bank data. The 2021 census revealed that the population of England and Wales hit its highest level in recorded history, increasing by 3.5 million from 56 million to 59.6 million over the past decade, which the ONS has admitted was largely driven by mass migration, with 57% of population growth being a result of immigration since 2011. The effect of migration on the housing market is often disputed by the liberal elites. Yet according to an analysis conducted by the City of London investment bank Investec found that the latest record-breaking year of mass migration would require 250,000 homes to be built just to satisfy the last 12 months of net migration. The rental market has been similarly squeezed by the huge influx of foreigners, many of whom cannot afford to buy a house and therefore are forced to rent. Imogen Pattison, of Capital Economics, told The Telegraph last week that the past year of migration would lead to the demand for an additional 205,000 rental houses and said that net immigration in the UK could have increased rents by up to 8% over the past year alone. Mass immigration has caused two decades of real terms wage stagnation among middle-low earners, alongside skyrocketing property inflation, BO Group Chairman Ben Harris-Quinney told Breitbart London. It has disproportionately benefited the wealthiest and hurt the poorest more than any policy in history. Alongside this, it has uprooted the cultural heritage of many of the poorest areas in Britain, leaving most the wealthiest areas untouched. The decision then by the globalist government in Westminster seemingly then fulfills the WEF mantra of you will own nothing and be happy. The fewer people who can get onto the property ladder has serious societal ramifications, such as driving down fertility rates as citizens feel less secure in their lives and delay big decisions. In 2020, the native-born fertility rate fell to its lowest level in recorded history, at 1.58 children per woman, far below the needed 2.1 children replacement rate needed to maintain the population. Yet, foreigners saw their fertility rate rise to 1.98, with the most popular country of origin being Pakistan. Although housing is typically viewed only through the lens of economics, rental and housing prices have been demonstrated to have a direct correlation with fertility rates. Faster rising rents are associated with lower fertility for all age groups. For women in their 20s or 30s, if rent is rising, fertility is falling. While some families get income from rental properties, this is far less numerous than the families paying rent, and families earning money from rent tend to be older, more geographically dispersed, and less fertile anyway, the Institute for Family Studies noted. Yet, this demographic collapse among Britons does not appear to concern the elites in the Conservative Party, with former Health Secretary Sajid Javid saying "So what?" in response to Brexit leader Nigel Farage expressing concern about major cities such as Birmingham becoming minority-majority cities. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.